When you are dreaming, you appear to be a character within the dream. But this is only your apparent identity. It is not who you really are. Actually, you are awareness, which is dreaming the dream. This is your essential identity. I'm suggesting that life is like a dream. Right now, you appear to be a person in the life dream. But this is only your apparent identity. It is not who you really are. Your essential identity is much less concrete and much more mysterious. You are awareness, which is witnessing the life dream. If you are willing to let go of the assumption that you are a person, just as an experiment, I will point out who you really are. Examine the reality of this present moment. You are experiencing something right now. That's obvious, right? So you are an experiencer of experiences. That's a weird way of seeing yourself, but it's clearly true, isn't it? Try it out. Be an experiencer of experiences. Be awareness, witnessing all that is happening right now. Common sense, of course, says you're a person. But even in everyday speech, we say, I have a body, not I am a body. And we talk of my mind, as if the mind is something we possess, not something we are. What is the mysterious I, which is not the body or mind? It is awareness, which is witnessing the body and mind. Can you get that? Over your lifetime, your body has aged and your mind has matured, but don't you feel as if something has remained the same? Isn't the essential you no different now from when you were younger? What is this essential you that is constant and enduring? It is awareness. Awareness is the constant background of all your experiences. Awareness is the unchanging witness of all that changes. Awareness is a perpetual presence that is always present. Do you agree? Right now, you are awareness witnessing a flow of experiences. This is your permanent, essential identity. Within the flow of experiences, you appear to be a particular person. This is your ever-changing, apparent identity. Your apparent identity is not who you are. It is who you temporarily appear to be. This will become obvious if you consider your daily experience of waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. When you are asleep and dreaming, the person you presently appear to be disappears from awareness and you appear to be a different person in a different dream world. Your essential identity as awareness remains forever the same, but your apparent identity is completely transformed every night. Indeed, in deep sleep, your apparent identity disappears altogether. Because when awareness is unconscious, you don't appear to exist at all. Common sense says that you are a body within which awareness comes and goes. But in your own experience, you are awareness within which the body comes and goes. That's an outrageous thought, but it's right, isn't it? Whilst you are dreaming, your dream world seems very real, sometimes terrifyingly so. And you believe you are the person you appear to be in the dream. But when you dream lucidly, you know that that isn't who you really are, because you know you are the dreamer witnessing the dream. If you want to live lucidly, stop believing you are the person you appear to be right now. Be awareness witnessing this ever-changing moment. How are you doing? Grasping unfamiliar ideas can be a bit like trying to hold on to the soap in the bath. Take a mental breather if you need one. But not too long, because we're working towards a reality shift which will, quite literally, turn the world inside out. And that will require plenty of philosophical momentum. Okay, ready to play? Insight number 4 is, the world exists in you.